historical sex offences, which he's vowing to contest. First Minister Michelle O'Neill says she's adamant power sharing won't collapse. Our senior Ireland correspondent David Blevins says leaders are trying to defuse any tensions.
The First Minister is choosing her words very carefully for a number of reasons. She wants to give political leadership. She wants to ensure she doesn't compromise the integrity of the investigation. And she's very mindful of the fact that there are victims at the heart of this story.
A nightclub siege in the Netherlands is over, with all the hostages out safely and a man handcuffed. It unfolded in the town of Ada, where 150 homes had to be evacuated. A heavy police presence has greeted a pro-Palestinian demo in London and a nearby counter-protest. One person was arrested on suspicion of a terror-related offence. The Unite Union is urging the government to step in to save jobs at the UK's biggest rail assembly site. Thousands are at risk at Alstom in Derby, where production lines have stopped because of a lack of orders. In sport, there's been plenty of drama in the Premier League this afternoon, including games involving teams towards the bottom. Sheffield United have been taking on Fulham, live to Peter Smith.
Still playing, it's 3-3. After a second half goal blitz, Brenn Burton Diaz side footed the home team ahead. A lead that was quickly cancelled out by Pelini's looping header, but Bernie pounced and Burton Diaz scored to make it 3-1. But then Decker Dover Reed half the arrears before Muniz levelled in the third minute of stoppage time. Sheffield United 3, Fulham 3.
Burnley are down to 10 men, but holding Chelsea 2-2 at Stamford Bridge. Tottenham have come back to lead Luton 2-1. Rangers lead Hibs 3-1 as they attempt to get back to the top of the Scottish Premiership. And Cambridge have repeated their double over Oxford in the men's and women's boat race. Just like last year, they beat their rivals to the title in both events. That's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past 5 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a fine, if somewhat chilly evening across our area. One or two mist and fog patches developing overnight, winds falling light and frost possible for some. Low cloud will begin to affect some areas from the early hours. Minimum temperature overnight 2 degrees Celsius. Cloudier and feeling cooler than today on Easter Sunday. Low cloud will push in off of the North Sea. There might be your shower here and there from late morning, continuing overnight. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 12 degrees Celsius. Unfortunately, Easter Monday isn't looking too good. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times, is the forecast at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So getting straight back to football, because I've got more full times to bring you now. The champagne is on ice for Hornchurch because they would have been crowned champions of the ESPN Premier League had they beaten Wingate and Finchley this afternoon. Chatham Town, the only side who could mathematically catch them, didn't play today. But it finished Hornchurch 1, Wingate and Finchley 2. And it was an afternoon of mixed fortunes for Hornchurch's Ollie Muldoon. He scored what turned out to be a consolation for them 6 minutes from time, and he was sent off late on in that game. So the Urchins finished with 10 men. A late goal from Aaron Ioma of Waltham Abbey secured them a superb 1-0 victory away at fellow promotion hopefuls Bedford Town in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Ioma scored 5 minutes into second half injury time. I'll take a look at the league table in a while. Bournemouth 2, Everton 1. That is the final score at the Vitality Stadium in the Premier League. Closer to home, it's finished Bowes and Pitsy 3, New Salamis 2 in the Isbian North. So Bowes and Pitsy keeping up their promotion challenge. With Witham Town and a blow to Walthamstow's hopes of forcing their way into the playoff picture in the Isbian North. Witham Town 3, Walthamstow 0 was the final score at Spa Road. And Billericay Town have ended a wretched run of 8 Isbian Premier League matches without a win. They have won 2-1 at Dulwich Hamlet this afternoon, thanks to a late double from Alfie Cherutley. And three more full times in the Premier League. Chelsea 2, Burnley 2. That's the final score from Stamford Bridge. Also a draw at the City Ground this afternoon. It's finished Nottingham Forest 1, Crystal Palace 1. And Tottenham came back from behind to beat Luton by 2-1 this afternoon. In the Scottish Premiership, it's finished Motherwell 1, St Mirren 1, St Johnstone 1, Dundee 2. And also in the Premier League, Sheffield United 3, Fulham 3. That is a full-time score. And at Ibrox in the Scottish Premiership, Rangers, leaders, they have beaten Hibernian by 3-1 this afternoon. Just getting back to racing, I could bring you two more results. 440 at Cork. First was number 2, Stag Knight, priced at 5-1. Second, number 6, Two Stars, the 100s are 30 favourites. And third was number 8, Magical Vision, priced at 11-2. A total of 11 runners in that race. And the 450 at Carlisle, that was won by number 1, Largy Train, the 6-4 favourites. Second, number 5, was the White Volcano, priced at 18-1. And third was number 2, Tombridge, priced at 14-1. There were a total of 6 runners in that race. Let's take another musical break now. This is Jamiroquai and Too Young to Die.
So mad at people all around the world, yeah, all around the world. I've seen that brothers fry, I've seen your brother fry. What's the motive? So politicians, at this time, I think you better keep your distance. Say, say it loud. I wish I knew to have problems.
Minutes past five. Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. It's John Chubb with Phoenix Sport. I've been trying to find out what's happening with Romford versus Lincoln United in the FA Vars semi-final. First leg, I think it's still going on, and the latest I've got is that it's Romford 2, Lincoln United 2. We'll hear all about that from Andy after the final whistle. Just to remind you, Great Wakering Rovers' trip to Worcester City in the other semi-final first leg was postponed. Presumably, they will have to play that one during the week. Rugby Union got one more result for you from the Gallagher English Premiership. It has finished Harlequins 40, Bath 36. There's no local rugby this week. That finishes next Saturday, so I'll have a full add-up of the results then, and the promotion and relegation issues, all of which would have been settled by then. Final score in the Super League was Warrington Wolves 24, Catalans Dragons 32 this afternoon. It's another match at 5:30. Salford Red Devils are taking on Lee Leopards. But right now we're going to take a look at the league tables from the leagues that were in action this afternoon anyway. And Arsenal remain top of the table ahead of Liverpool on goal difference, with Manchester City in third. Tottenham are in the Champions League places. They've got above Aston Villa on goal difference. It could change tonight though if Aston Villa avoid defeat against their local rivals Wolverhampton Wanderers. That gets underway at 5:30. Manchester United in six. And after that defeat at Newcastle at lunchtime, West Ham still in seventh place, despite Newcastle coming back from 3-1 down to beat them 4-3. Eddie Howe's Magpies in eighth place, by the way. At the other end, despite picking up a point against Fulham this afternoon, Sheffield United remain bottom. Burnley, who also drew in their case at Chelsea, remain 19th. And Luton Town in the bottom three, because after leading at Tottenham, they ended up losing by 2-1. Forest just above the drop zone on goal difference after their 1-1 draw with Crystal Palace at the City Ground. So moving on to the Isthmian League Premier Division, the champagne is on ice for the Urchins because Hallchurch, who would have been crowned champions today had they beaten Wingate and Finchley, were beaten 2-1, only their third league defeat of the season. However, they do remain 13 points clear of second-placed Chatham Town, who have Enfield Town, Wingate and Finchley and Horsham below them. Billericay Town finally ended their wretched run of results. Eight games without a win. Gary McCann's men won today 2-1 at Dulwich Hamlet, but they remain in eighth place, still in with a chance of making the playoffs though. The same points total as Dulwich, and Carl Shorten, the side's just above them, but only 3 points behind Horsham, who are in the final playoff spot. Meanwhile, a good win on the road for Hashtag United this afternoon. 5-3 winners at struggling Kingstonian. The Tags are in 11th place. Canvey, 17th, but good win for them this afternoon. 2-1 winners away at Whitehawk. Concord Rangers, who lost yesterday, they remain bottom of the table. They have 15 points from safety, and it's looking increasingly bleak for them. The other sides in the drop zone are Kingstonian, Haringey, Borough and Margate. So taking a quick look at Isbien North. Now, Lowestoft Town remain at top after they beat 1-3-2 at Maldon and Tiptree. In second and third, fellow Suffolk sides, Felixstowe and also Bury Town, who fought out a 3-3 draw incidentally this afternoon, and the attendance of that was nearly 1,300, which for step four is absolutely superb. So well done to everybody who attended that one. Bowes and Pitsey, fourth after they beat New Salamis by 3-2. Brentwood Town, fifth. Their match at Basildon United was postponed following a pitch inspection. Haybridge Swifts, who didn't play today themselves, are in sixth. Walthamstow, seventh, and they were well beaten this afternoon at Witham. Basildon United, eighth. Brightling Sea, who won today, they are in ninth. Walden Tiptree, tenth. Witham Town up to 13th place after their win. Redbridge in 15th. Super win for them this season, although it was against poor old Stowmarket Town, still without a win all season, and rock bottom of the table. And Grays Athletic also won, in their case, at Goulston. They are in 16th place. Quick look at the Southern League Division 1 Central. Waltham Abbey, after winning 1-0 at fellow promotion hopefuls Bedford Town, move up a place to fourth. And they're only 5 points behind Biggleswade Town, the side at the top of the table. Bedford Town and AFC Dunstable, the two sides above them. More football results still to come from the Essex Senior League and also the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. But very shortly, we're going to hear from Andy Garver, who's got a full-time report from our feature bash this afternoon in the FA Fires Romford versus Lincoln United.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
So it's full time now at Rookery Hill in the FA Fires semi final first leg between Romford and Lincoln United, who instead play in the United Counties League Premier Division, another Step 5 team. Full time report now from Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at Rookery Hill. A breathless semi-final first leg. Romford 2, Lincoln United 2. We had a dramatic start and an even more dramatic ending to this first leg in front of a big crowd here of 561. The first 15 minutes was frantic, to say the least. In the fifth minute, the Romford captain, Chris Newby, was shown a straight red card for a high challenge right in front of the visitors' dugout, which didn't help things. And after things calmed down, the ref took his time and produced the red card. A couple of minutes after that, Tobias Leverage cut in, hit a shot, was destined for the top corner, but Jake Anson produced a fine stop. And after 10 minutes, things got worse for Romford when Darren Phillips was adjudged to have shoved over Jake Park. He was going nowhere. It looked to me as if it was shoulder to shoulder. It was quite a harsh decision, but penalty was awarded. And the prolific Matt Cotton stepped up to convert. The ball went through the goal net. There was a hole in the net, and we had a stoppage while the hole was attended to. Things calmed down. All that happened in the first 12 minutes. Things calmed down after that. We had a couple of stoppages, substitutions, and a tactical switch from Romford. And then we entered the second half, which was a good half. Both sides had good chances. Jacqueline and Liversidge again for the away side. Top scorer Hassan Nalbant for Romford with a shot which was saved by the feet of Jack Steggles. And then we had the equaliser for Romford on 57 minutes. And it was a great goal scored by Finlay Dorrell, put down the right. He still had a lot to do, but he absolutely smashed the ball into the corner. So that was 1-1. And Romford then going in the ascendancy and almost went in front a couple of minutes after that from a corner. It was met by Darren Phillips, but his volley just went over the top. There we had a lot of stoppages, a few injuries. Both sides lost a key man to injury, so we'll have to see whether they'll be back for the second leg next week. And then we had a dramatic period of 8 minutes of injury time. The visitors looked like they'd won it when Cotton broke the offside trap. He was denied by Anderson, but the rebound fell to the captain, Elliot Dye, and he slotted in to make it 2-1. It looked like the visitors had won the tie, but no, just a couple of minutes later, deep into stoppage time, Romford, long throw, caused some confusion in the box, and from a rebound, the ball diverted in of Ashan Sadiq, who was a first-half substitute for Romford, to spark some wild celebrations at the end. Romford will be quite happy. They did deserve definitely something from this first leg. And it's finished here 2-2. Lincoln won't be too upset with things. And they won't be too upset if the score remains level at the end of the second leg, because incredibly they've won 4 of their 7 VARs ties by virtue of a penalty shootout. So Romford will have to be aware and get practicing in the week. So it's finished here, breathless match, say 561. Great crowd in rare, great sunshine here in Essex. It's finished, Romford 2, Lincoln United 2.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. So a draw for Romford in their first leg. They travel up to Lincoln for the second leg next Saturday. Lots still to come here on Phoenix Sport. I've got my regular musical feature, the post-match warm down, coming up very, very soon. And we're going to pay tribute to late, great Marvin Gaye, who we lost 40 years ago this week. Just before I do the travel, I've got 2 more racing results. Last race in the afternoon at Haydock, 5 o'clock, was won by number 6, Elion Price, at 5-1. Second was number 5, Pilgrim's King, the 85-40 favourite. And third was number 4, 999, priced at 100-30. 5 runners in that race. And the 505 at Fairy House was won by number 10, Fnock Fizz, priced at 33-1. Second was number 9, Conyers Hill, priced at 13-2. And third was number 1 at Westport Cove, priced at 8-1. 12 runners in that race. Number 2, Risk Bell, was the 3-1 favourite, but only managed to finish 5th. Time now is 26 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update of the day here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's been fairly quiet on the roads across our area pretty much all afternoon, really. The only issue has been Junction 28 on the M25. And I've received an update to what's going on there now. The exit ramp is closed and there is low traffic due to emergency traffic light repairs. This is at Junction 28 for the A12 and that's Brook Street roundabout. So just be aware of that if you're in that area. Otherwise, looking at public transport on Greater Anglia, they have some service alterations this weekend. Due to engineering works, there is no service between Shenfield and Witham. There was a replacement bus service running between Witham and Billericay. Liverpool Street to South End, Victoria train services operating to a frequency of 4 trains per hour every 50 minutes. The Southminster branch shuttle line is also retimed, operating every 45 minutes between Wickford and Southminster. Meanwhile, on TfL, on the Elizabeth line, there is no service all weekend, so this includes Easter Monday, between Abbeywood and Stratford and Paddington. Trains are in operation between Shenfield and Liverpool Street, but they are not serving at Whitechapel. DLR, no service all weekend between Tower Gateway and Shadwell, and no service between West Ferry and Canary Wharf and Stratford and Canning Town. There are currently some minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to a signal failure, and also on the Circle line. Central line has some minor delays due to train cancellations. So now three songs, three of the very finest from some would say the greatest soul singer of all time, who we lost tragically 40 years ago this week, the late, great Marvin Gaye.
Thinks we're wrong, but a mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply calls me where I belong. Mother, mother.
Marvin Penske Jr. to give him his birth name, who he lost at the age of 45, 40 years ago this week, in tragic circumstances, on the 2nd of April 1984. And three of his very best there. We heard his 1969 number one. I heard it through the grapevine from the iconic What's Going On album. Which is a fantastic album, it really is. Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler. And one from late on in his career, put it back in the charts in 1982. That was Sexual Healing. Now, that was from an album called Midnight Love, which he recorded while he was in Belgium in the early 1980s. The story of him sort of ending up in Belgium after, you know, drug problems and the like, has been told many times. But a story has emerged today. I was just reading, actually, while you were listening to that. Some more material which he recorded while he was in Belgium, which has lain hidden for more than 40 years, has been uncovered, apparently, and may well see the light of day and be released at some point. But there is currently a legal wrangle going on over who owns the recordings, but I'll keep an eye on that story. That's pretty interesting. Right, still some more to cram in before I make way for Mandy at 6 o'clock. In the Premier League, Aston Villa are playing Wolverhampton Wanderers. Got underway at 5:30. It looked like Villa had scored just then, but it may well be that one has been chalked off. I think it is Aston Villa 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. And just to bring you the results from, two more races. 5:15, last race of the afternoon at Cork. First was number 17, Shandy, 9-4 favourites. Second number 2, Betson, priced at 9-2. And third number 18, Stay Sound, Susie, priced at 15-2. 18 runners in that race. And the 5:25, last race of the afternoon at Carlisle. First was number 7, Master Breffney, priced at 9-1. Second number 1, Final Edgar, priced at 4-1. And third was number 8, Tommy Combat, the 3-1 favourite. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. One more result for you, actually. First race of the evening meeting at Wolverhampton. It was won by number 1, Plastic Paddy, priced at 18-1. Second was number 8, Photon, priced at 11-2. And third was number 6, Ludo's Landing, priced at 6-1. 10 ran disappointment for number 7, Tiger Beetle, the 130 favourite, who actually finished second from last in ninth place. Meanwhile, in the Women's Six Nations in Rugby Union, half-time score is England 24, Wales 3. Just to remind you, France made it 2 wins out of 2 this afternoon. It finished Scotland 5, France 15.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Getting back to football, let's have a look at the Essex Senior League, shall we? There was one match last night at Ashton Plainfield's. Woodford Town promotion contenders, currently in second place. They were beaten 2-1 at home by Stanway Rovers. This afternoon saw a 2-1 win for Barking at home to Fremford. Also finished Holbridge Sports 0, White Ensign 1. Little Oakley 5, FC Clacton 0. Saffold Walden Town 0, Sporting Bengal United 1. Takeley 2, Housedean Town 2, and Tilbury 4, West Essex 0. Tilbury leaders very close to confirming promotion back back to step four. Now they have 13 points clear of Woodford Town, who are in second place, as I say. Romford in fast action today, of course, they are third. Barking fourth, and Sporting Bengal United currently in fifth place. Staying at step five in this afternoon's Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, it finished Stansted 1, Sawbridgeworth Town 1. And in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South this afternoon, Benfleet remained top of the table after a 1-0 win at home to Clapton Community. Finished Cannonswood 6, North West London 0, Dunmow Town 3, Basildon Town 3, Enfield Barrow 3, Bernard Ramblers 2, Hollow Town 2, Clapton 0. Tower Hamlets lost 1-0 at Hoddesdon. Newbury Forest beat Southend Manor by 3-0, and it was Wormley Rovers 5, St Margaret's Bury 1. There were two matches last night as well. Barkingside beat Parkview by 1-0, and May and Baker put 5 past Hackney Wick without reply. So, as I say, Benfleet remains top, 3 points clear of second place Wormley, and they've got a goal in hand, a game in hand over them as well. Harlow Town in third, Hutton now fourth, and Clapton Community are in fifth place. Just moving on to the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, and here are the results for the Essex sides in action this afternoon. Holland won 3-1 at FC Parson Drove. Havisham Parkston were beaten 3-0 at Framlingham Town. And Stanway Pegasus hosted Dussindale and Hellesden, and they won by 3-1. Just look at league table. Framlingham Town top after that win over Harwich. Be great. Yarmouth in second. Stanway Pegasus a third. Holland fourth. And Colnard United, they are now in fifth place. Here comes Shed 7, who are the talk of the town.
But you wanna go out, oh, nothing is open. Go figure. I'd say one thing and you would say three, just to be different naturally.
Right, just a few more updates before I make way for Mandy and Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Lacey Storr at Villa Park is Aston Villa nil, Wolverhampton Wanderers now. As it stands, Villa will move back into the Champions League spots at the expense of Tottenham Hotspur. One last racing result, the last race at Ferry House at 5:40. First was number one, Familiar Dreams, priced at 13-2. Second, number five, Magic McColgan, 30-8 favourite. And third was number seven, Penelope's Charm, priced at 33-1. Seven runners in that race. Rugby Union in the Women's Six Nations, the latest score is England 34, Wales 3. That one is currently in the second period. And in the Super League match, which started at 5:30, the latest score we have is Salford Red Devils 8, Lee Leopard 0. So that is it. Another Phoenix Sport has come to an end. Thank you so much for your company this afternoon. And thanks also to Andy Gardner for his reports on the FA Vars semi-final between Romford and Lincoln United. First leg, and I should be back on Phoenix FM this coming Thursday for the non-league hour between 7 and 8 p.m. I hope you're able to join me for that. If not, we'll be back in the chair next Saturday afternoon for another edition of Phoenix Sport. Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with Mandy Cullen is up next. In the meantime, from me, enjoy your Easter weekend. And I'm going to sign off with a dance floor classic from the 80s now, one from the House era. It's Farley Jackmaster Funk and Love Can't Turn Around.
Now this is how it started. My dreams are broken hearted. Did I want you, baby?
Bye for now.
We'll never be the same, cause you played those silly games. And yet I want you, girl. They say we were an item. My thoughts I try and hide them. Did I need you? Uh-huh. But when we get down to it, I just love the way you do it. And I love you. Love can't turn around. Near me, girl, I want.